Burning Angel by James Lee Burke. The Chicano family had locked up the action in Orleans and Jefferson parishes back in Prohibition. Their sanction and charter came from the Chicago Commission, of course, and no other crime family ever tried to intrude upon their territory. Hence, all prostitution, fence operations, money laundering, gambling, shylocking, labor takeovers, drug trafficking, and even game poaching in South Louisiana became forever their special province. No street hustler, grifter, second-story creep, Murphy artist, dip, stall, or low-rent pimp doubted that fact either, not unless he wanted to hear a cassette of what Tommy Figarelli, also known as Tommy Fig, had to say above the whine of an electric saw just before he was freeze-dried and hung in parts from the wood fan in his own butcher shop. That's why Sonny Boy Marsalis, who grew up in the Iberville Welfare Project when it was all white, was a kind of miracle on Canal back in the 70s and early 80s. He didn't piece off his action, pimp or deal in drugs or guns, and he told the old fat boy himself, Didone Giacano, to join Weight Watchers. I still remember him out there on the sidewalk down from the old Jung Hotel.